I think for me it's just about helping teenagers have access to information, because what always really surprises me is that although they should be so well informed, they've got so much more than we had as teenagers, but they still want to know the same things, they still ask me the same questions, they're still worried about the same things that I was as a teenager, and they still feel that they've got no one to ask these things to.
Well, I'm a teen mum. I go into secondary schools across Portsmouth and tell them the realities of being a young mum and answer any questions they may have and dispel myths of teen pregnancy, so it's not all about money and houses, and speak to all the young people.
I nominated someone for the Journalism Award. It was Rachel Williams, who's written some brilliant pieces in The Guardian. And I think it's really great that there's some areas of journalism that are actually giving sexual health a really positive, high profile. Because I think that there are lots of places in the media where sexual health is a kind of dirty word and where it's all gloom and doom. And actually, some of the pieces that she's written have really shown sexual health workers in a really good light, have shown what positive work they're doing, how important it is, and kind of what we're up against, and I think that's been really brilliant. So I was really excited that she got shortlisted.
The main purpose with men's health articles is they want to instruct their readers and to make it informative and to make it positive. You know, we're not trying to scaremonger, we're trying to give you useful information that perhaps you don't know about.
I suppose the thing for me is around HIV prevention. I'm working with people to really support good sex, but in a real safe and good manner. It's not just about attitudes, it's not just about knowledge, it's about a combination of attitudes, skills and knowledge. Without those things, we don't get a change in behaviour. So for us, it's around really trying to change all those three, not just within the people that we work with, but their community that they have, their parents, their friends, their families, everyone.
Support should be given out instead of frowned upon, because there's a lot of people that aren't supporting teenage sex health and other areas. I had a decent, quite good SRE, but there was nothing covered about different sexualities, and there was nothing covered about abortions or pregnancies. There was just actual sex education. And I had my child when I was 17, and I feel like I wasn't that mature, and I didn't have the right information at the time, which maybe might have helped me make a better decision.
I think it is still quite a taboo subject. It's a very difficult subject, and there's still a lot of rape myths and lots of sexual stereotypes out there that we're, you know, challenged and faced with every day at different levels. I mean, it's getting the message out there to sort of enable victims of sexual violence to come forward to get the help and support that they need, and recognising that sexual health services are often the first place that they may report if they haven't gone to the police and through traditional routes.
All of it: contraception, sexual health, STIs, STI prevention, safer sex, and having a good safe sex life as well.
For me, I think it's actually knowledge. Knowledge is the best thing, actually. Once you have that knowledge, you have all you need to be able to live the life that you want to live. So
I think really it's been honest, particularly with young people, about their sexual health and giving them access to really good, truthful sex and relationships education, really. We need our government to continue to support it and build on the endless good work that's happened over the last, particularly 10 years in sexual health.
It's quite clear to all of you in this room tonight that there is tremendous enthusiasm and vitality. We've seen that with all the awards, and it really is important that we continue to strive to do that. And so really, I've had my go, and it's up to you in this room to just continue the battle. Thank you very much indeed.